So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hanoise Isha Kehenes, Tzarech Libdek Achara Arbi Mohis Shein Shmoina. If a Kohen chooses to marry the daughter of a Kohen, the Rabban initiated that he must first research four maternal ancestors, plus one preceding generation for each, which in all equals eight ancestors to ensure that they were not apostle. As the Mishnah explains, he is Baidik Ima Ve'em Ima, the woman's mother and her mother's mother, Ve'em Avi Ima Ve'ima, her mother's father's mother and her mother, Ve'em Avi Ve'ima, her father's mother and her mother, Ve'em Avi Avi Ve'ima, her father's father's mother and her mother. Levi V'Yisraelis Mesivin Alein Oid Achas. The Kohen chooses to marry the daughter of a Levi or a Yisrael, he must also be Baidik further, as the Gemara cites two opinions. Either Dalari Mohis Shem Shteim Esrei, one more generation, the mother of the highest mother in the above four chains, or Dalari Mohis Shem Shesh Esrei, two more generations, the mother and maternal grandmother of the highest mother in the above four chains. The Gemara points out that Benashi Bat Kinan Begaver Loi Batku, the Rabban required Bedika only of her maternal ancestors because Tchimintzu Behade Atadi Ba'arayas Hu Deminsu. Women do not insult each other with Yuchasin, but rather with immodest behavior. And Vim Isa De'ika Milsa Loi Isle Kala. If she was in fact a psul, the word would not have been circulated. However, they did not require Bedika for her paternal ancestors because Tchimintzu Behade Atadi Be'yuchasin Hu Deminsi. Men insult each other with Yuchasin. And the Misa De'ika Milsa Isle Kala. If he was in fact psul, the word would have been circulated. The Gemara, however, asks, "V'ihi nami tivdik be'bidi day." A bas kohen should be required to be baidik the ancestors of her husband as well. And answers, "V'huzru kasheris li'nasad lebesulim." The prohibition of marrying psulei kohen applies only to a kohen, but not to a kohenis. And as Rashi explains, "V'kivin de'lek bide Torah aleim rabbanan nami lo'aved mala eliki ischazia isura." Since the Torah was not particular about the women marrying a psul, the Rabbanan did not initiate a bedika of the men they marry either, unless there was a compelling reason for concern of a psul. The Mishnah continues, Ein baidkin leimen hamizbeich ulamala, veleimen haduchen ulamala, veleimen hasanhedrin ulamala. If they discover that one of her ancestors was a kohen who actually performed that avoda, or he was a levi who stood on the duchen amongst the other levim, or he was a member of the sanhedrin, he's considered a miyuchas, and there is no need to be baidik above him, his preceding generations, because as the Gemara explains, ilav the bedkua lo hava maskele. Only a miyuchas was allowed to perform these duties, and he was certainly checked. The Gemara also explains that only the dayanim, judges, of the Sanhedrin are required to be miyuchasim, because kashem shebezdim menukim mitzedik, kach menukim mikamum. The Sanhedrin must be completely wholesome without any faults. As the pasuk states, v'halkim ma'alecha v'nasu itcha itcha b'doimim lach. The Sanhedrin must be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, a dayan in a lower court which rules only about monetary matters is not required to be a miyuchas, as the Mishnah states, hakol k'shem lodin din mamzer, hakol lasu yimamzer. All people, even a mamzer, are eligible to judge monetary matters. The Mishnah continues, v'chol shehuchzuku avaysav, mishaytri harabim v'gabi tzedakah, masin l'kahuna v'ein tzarech libdik acharein. If they discover that one of her ancestors was either a dayan in Yerushalayim, was in charge of collecting tzedakah, he's considered a miyuchas because, as the Gemara explains, regarding a dayan in Yerushalayim, they appointed only dayanim who are miyuchasim. And regarding a gabit tzedakah, kivin the mintzu bahadi inchi, the misa de'ika is leikala. People are accustomed to belittle the gabit tzedakah, who collect and compel them to give tzedakah. And if it was in fact pasul, the word would have been circulated. Rav Yosi adds, af misha yachasim aid ba'arke hayashana shal tzipari. If in the city of Yeshana, near Tzipari, her ancestor was approved to be a dayan or witness, he's considered a miyuchas because, as the Gemara explains, daiki umachasmi. They were accustomed to appoint only a dayan and accept only a witness who was a miyuchas. Reb Chanina ben Atignas adds, Af mishahaya muchdiv beistatar tirshel melech. If her ancestor had served in David HaMelech's army, he's considered a miyuchas, as the Gemara explains, kadesh teizchusan v'schus avoysam misayatan. They only allowed a miyuchas to join so that the merit of his ancestors will help them win the battle. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Zu Divirei Meir, Avachacham Amayimrim Kol Mishpachas Becheskes Kashrus Heinaimdus. The Mishnah's requirement to investigate is Rav Meir's opinion. However, the Chacham disagree and hold that generally a bedika is not required, because there is an assumption that all families are kasher. Unless Imkara Lav Er, Tzarech Livdik Achareah. If there was a rumor circulating that a certain family was pasul, a bedika would then be required.